From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Quest for Atlan, Book 2 of the Cradleland Chronicles by Douglas Hurt. Now, let's begin with Quest for Atlan. Chapter 1, The Way. Lamech bolted awake with a sudden gasp, his eyes searching wildly in the darkness, his face clammy with sweat, and his heart pounding. He gulped down a breath, and then another, as the nightmare slowly faded and reality flooded back. The thumping of his heart slowed. In the sliver of starlight through the narrow slit in the stone wall, the dungeon chamber came faintly into view. The shuttered moon glass mounted on the wall near the bolted door showed only dim lines of light now. A dream. His breathing trembled in his chest, and he let it drain away in the dark. That's all it was. As the incubus of the night swiftly dissipated back into the misty netherworld from which nightmares arise, Lamech tried to cling on to the tattered fragments before they had completely vanished. He remembered a battle, swords ringing, Proj lances flashing their deadly missiles. Misha had been there, fleeing for her life, and Amolika at her side. He remembered blood and feeling Misha's fear. He'd seen men die, and giant golden statues come to life. He drew in another breath and let it hiss through his teeth, remembering how Misha had been haunted by night visions. Was this dream like the dreams that had wrenched his wife from sleep, trembling at his side, clinging to him as if she feared being torn from his arms and plunged back into her night torments? They're only dreams, Misha. They can't hurt you. The memory opened a door to the emptiness in his heart. Oh, that he could hold her now, that she could comfort him. And what if his son...